Sechtes Mekvoyes, Perik Vav Mishne Vav. In this Mishne, we're going to learn about a situation where a person had undergone a Maisa Tefillah. He immersed himself in a proper Tefillah. However, he becomes Tameh subsequently upon leaving the Mikveh, and we will learn in which cases and what fashion he will protect himself and not become Tameh on his way out. Gistera, if a person has remnant of a earthenware vessel, and let us just review that the halacha is that an earthenware vessel is metama me'avira, it permeates tuma through something which is in its inside, and of course not an adam, but kalim and oichlim can become tame by being inside a kli cheres, a earthenware vessel which is tame. Sheb mikveh. The earthenware keli is in the mikveh now. The mikveh does not help to be metahir something which is made out of earthenware. The hitful ball, and he immersed something in the gistera, esa kelim, various kelim. And now, we're talking about a situation where the lips of the gistera are above the water level. So therefore, tiharu, when he immerses the kelim in this gistera, in this vessel inside the mikveh, toharu mitamasan, their tum is removed because the tefillah, the water in the gistera, is connected to the water in the mikveh, and therefore the tefillah is effective. But aval tameim agav kli cheres, but they become tameh when he lifts it out, being that the liquid of the liquid in on the keli is in the avir of a kli cheres, which is above the water line, it becomes tamei, and it is metame the kelim. So therefore, aval tameim al gav kli cheres. What happens im hoya hamayim tzofim al gabov? What happens if the lips of the gistera do not protrude above the water line, but rather the water line is above, higher than the gistera, kol shehein, even a little bit? So then tohirim, because being that it was never in the avir of a kli cheres outside the mikveh, so the kelim do not become tamei. And the same halacha is true in a similar situation. Mayan, if we have a well, hayotze min atana, that was running through a tana which was tameh. V'yorad b'tovel b'toichai, and a person went and immersed himself in the oven, which is made out of cheres. So hu tor, he becomes tor, but yodov tameos, his hands will become tameh, because a kli, which is tameh, can be metame yudaim, although it cannot be metame sa'odam. And again, we're talking about he was above the waterline, but Vimhoyo al gabov, let's say the water was above the level of the tanner. So vimhoyo al gabov rim yodov, if he lifts his hands, he will still be in the water and it will be above the keli. So then af yodov tohirus, his hands will not become tame subsequently from the avir of the tanner, which is made out of cheres. Mesechtes Mikvoyes, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And this Mishnah will continue to learn the halachas of Iriv Mikvoyes, when we have a mikveh next to another mikveh. At one point we join them together and say they are considered one hakava, one gathering of water, to be mashed on the shear of Memsa. So the Mishnah says, Iriv Mikvoyes, when do we combine two mikvehs which are adjacent to each other? Kishiferes Hanoit, when the hole in between them is the size of Shefferes Hanoit, like the stopper which is stuck into a barrel. And the Mishnah says, Ke'oiveha, like its thickness, U Kechalol, and like the amount of area it occupies, which the Mishnah explains, therefore, is Kishtei Etzbois, like two fingers width, in a format where it's Chezeres L'mekoyman, where you can insert the two fingers and swivel them back and forth, and there's revach, there's room for them to make the maneuver and wiggle around. What happens? Sofik kishaferes hanoid. If one is uncertain, he toiveled in a mikveh that was connected to another one. Each one that was not the only combined, it would have been them sub. But the question is, the doubt is whether there was a width of shaferes hanoid between the two mikvahs. Sofik sheinik kishaferes hanoid. Or maybe it didn't have the right measurement, so then the halacha is psula, because over here This is bordering on a Safek Deraisa, and the rule of thumb is that whenever we have a Safek Deraisa, we have to go and be stringent, and therefore we have to assume that it was not the right size. Pechein, similarly says the Mishnah, because Zayas Ben Ameis, if a person has a doubt whether there was a full Zayas from a dead body, Ukezayas Ben Anavelu, or Kazayas from an avail, Uchadash, or a lentil size, min hasheretz, from one of the Shirotzim that are metame. In all these cases, if you're Suffolk, if you had a full size or not, over here, we're Machme, and we assume that the size was there, being that the nature of the Suffolk is a Suffolk Doiraisa. Continues the Mishnah, what happens if I already have an existing hole, which is meets the standard and the size of Shferes Anoy, but then something got stuck inside the hole, which made the hole smaller. So kol shiyamid, anything which is inside the opening between the two mikvois, kisheferes hanoid, when you had an opening of a sheferes hanoid, and now you have something which is in it, which diminishes the circumference of sheferes hanoid. So halach is memato, it lowers the it minimizes the size of the hole, and therefore you do not have connectivity between the two mikvois. However, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Kol shu mibriyas hamayim, anything which is of creation of the water, meaning fish, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created from the water. If a fish is lodged in the hole between the two mikvayos, tor it's not a chatzitza, and therefore the two mikvayos are considered mu'uriv, because this has halacha of mayim, and you will still maintain a shir mikvah between the two mikvayos."